Welcome to the Series Tech Tips Podcast. We're continuing our series of episodes where we talk to teachers here in Series about standards-based grading.
Hi, I'm Sydney Merchant. I teach special education at Cesar Chavez Junior High.
Thanks for joining us today. And I guess my first question for you is, can you tell us a little bit about your experience with standards-based grading?
Well, standards-based grading is new, as you know, to series and, or not to series, to secondary, really. So adjusting with using the proficiency scales as opposed to before, where we were kind of just looking at the standards to make the assessments. And so there's really been like more of a connection, I guess, to what we're assessing and directly related to the standard of, hey, can a student do at, like, are they at a three or are they at a four level? So I think the proficiency scales has made it kind of all make a lot more sense. It's a lot more clarity as opposed to reading the standard and be like, oh, can they do it? Can they not do it? And now it's more focused of like, okay, this question would be like our three question. This would be our four question, which is working with the math team. Right now I'm working with math eight. I kind of go back and forth each year. Mm-hmm. So with math eight, we really took our CFAs and the proficiency skills and we're like, okay, which questions are really what we're looking for? Which ones can we toss? Mm-hmm. I like tossing things because I want it to be short and sweet. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Is there anything you can share about how you make everything work maybe in Infinite Campus or how you set up your grade book? Can you talk a little bit about that?
So right now we have, like, it's separated. So we have our standards-based grading, and then we also have, like, our report card grade, which is, I've noticed, is different. Mm-hmm. So with that kind of transition, unfortunately, we can't get rid of letter grades. But here we are. So, and everyone seems very fixated on letter grades.
Yeah, just a little, right?
Yeah, just a little. You know, a little cringy for special education.
Yeah.
But so I actually do their standards-based grade on my in my math classes. So that's academics, and then in academic strategies, I will report on their IEP goals, what standards is attached to that. So generally, I have about like two ELA ones or two like reading ones, two writing ones, two or three math ones that I like to use. So I don't actually go like all over the place. It's like about 10. And each student in that class is, it depends on what your goal is. So if it's informational reading and you're citing text evidence and explaining your reasoning, then that's what I'm going to look at the proficiency scale and decide where you're at. But that's only in academic strategies. But as far as math goes, math is just, I follow the same pace as the general education math. Well, I try to at least. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes me longer to get there, but you know. So based on those assessments and looking at the proficiency scale and talking about it with the kid, I'll kind of explain, hey, this is where you are, a one, a two, or a three.
Well, you just mentioned, you know, you have that conversation with students and you kind of, you know, you're communicating with them about being at the one, the two, or the three. Have you noticed any changes since you started doing standards-based grading? Has anything changed about those conversations with students, like when they ask you about their learning or they ask about their grade?
So I have like my proficiency skills up on the wall. That's kind of like a little visual, right? So I have like the foundational skills, which is below, which is like their one, you know, and then their target, which is the three. Something I found that a lot of my students are like, why am I at a two? I'm like, because I needed to help you. We involved prompting. We involved, you know, you're not able to do it independently yet. Mm-hmm. That is obviously the goal.
Yeah.
So they've really struggled with the idea of the two. And like to them, they're like, I did it. And I'm like, that's great, but we need to do it without Mrs. Merchant prompting you by each step.
Right. And I know this is a podcast, so our listeners can't see this, but I wish they could. Because these charts are exquisitely organized and color-coded, and I really like this. It's you've got a big one, a big two, and a big three, so the students see, you know, right there what the criteria are going to be. That's great. I'm going to steal these. I'm going to take a picture of this if you don't mind.
Yeah, I actually like to just refer to the poster when they're like, "Why am I at a one?" I'm like, "Okay, well, let's go see. Mm-hmm. Look at the skills. Can we do this?" So it's been nice. Easier to explain, I think. I'd like to add some, like, I guess examples would be good, but I only have so much room on a poster.
Like, you mean like students, like samples of work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of like what I envision in my mind is like a little string with like a little problem, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of explains, or like even for my two, maybe listing some of the support. Again, like prompting, I do a lot of that. Like, okay, what do you do next now that you did this? Or using notes or having to point them through the steps on their notes, you know?
Is there anything else you'd like to share about your standards-based grading journey so far?
I mean, I think whenever we talk about special education and standards-based grading, things get a little sticky.
Yeah.
And I know I had shared that with you, that if our students were meeting standards, then they would not be in special education receiving sure. these services.
Yeah.
However, I have not been surprised because I do expect wonderful things from my students, but there are certain standards that they are able to get a 3 on, and they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, on opposite of that, I do have my kids that are, you know, lower functioning, and they do receive 1s on a lot of things. But they still have the 2, sometimes the 3 thrown in there. Maybe it's like their strength is ELA or their strength is reading or math. And so it kind of just depends.
Yeah.
On the kid and the disability, really.
Do you find that it helps you find success? You know what I mean? Like, I know with a lot of students, sometimes I try to make a conscious effort with some students to find any success that I can celebrate. Do you think it helps with that a little bit?
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I think it does, especially because the way that, you know, some of the standards can connect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll point out one of their strengths, and then I'll kind of figure out like, okay, what's something that's attached to that? Maybe it's a language standard mm-hmm. of like, hey, we can work on that too, and like work on vocabulary.
Yeah.
And so I kind of can build strengths that way and build some confidence.
Thanks for taking some time to share your ideas with us and your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate it.
All right.
We'd like to thank Sydney Merchant for joining us on today's Series Tech Tips podcast. For more information about standards-based grading, you can visit our website at seriesedtech.net/gradingforgrowth. Until next time, this is Brian Wise. Stay techie.